Well, a gay group in South Dakota, not many there, filed a lawsuit because the state will not let them take part in the Adopt a Highway program. The state says it would be unsafe to have a road that was gay because women who just got dumped would show up to cry on its shoulder. All right, let's move to another part of phenomenon. I moved into a new house in January. I have a ghost.
In a new house?
Yeah, well, it's not new to me.
You moved in January also?
No, it's new to me.
Oh,
but I mean, there's a room with a very flat roof. I mean, there's nothing. There's no attic or anything. And when I sit in that room, I hear it's like I have an upstairs neighbor. Now, it
old
couldn't.
House?
What happened?
Is it old house?
It's like 25 years old.
Creaks.
How old is the ghost?
Yeah. it's a good question.
We need the information here.
That's a good question.
I don't know, but yeah. I don't. But I mean, I
is
believe,
this at night? You hear the creaks and noises at night.
I'm mostly sitting there.
You two guys are nutty. You and that guy.
Wait a minute.
The ghost doesn't do probes.
It doesn't cry.
No, but well, I mean, I don't know what else that sound is. I mean, it goes right across the room.
Like somebody walking across.
It doesn't scare me, but I can't imagine what else it is.
Squirrel? What if you saw it? Squirrel. Would it scare you then?
A squirrel. No, it's not a squirrel.
Yes.
A ghost of a squirrel?
The ghost.
You're going to be good.
I will give you that.
I have to say, his show is going to be good.
You know, I got to tell you, Bill, my grandparents have a house in Maine, Kittery, Maine. It's over 300 years old, and supposedly it's haunted.
Yeah.
And it was a stagecoach stop at one time. And in the saloon, at one point, a barmaid got between a knife fight, and she got stabbed, and they threw her body down one of the wells in the closet, the water closet. And it's since been boarded up, and every full moon, she's supposed to rise and come out, room 7.
She's been in the toilet all this time?
And my mother would wait in front of that door for her to come up at full moon midnight, and she never came up. Moral of the story? Chicks, never on time.
Nice story.
No, but that's true. That is true. So...
Believe me, that's true.
I'm just going to the bathroom to check my makeup.
Yeah.
Right. I'll be out in a minute.
I was only kidding about that.
Why do we have to explain everything? Why it's okay to just say, I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, I don't agree. I can't stand it if there's not an explanation.
Well,
I want to know.
That's the difference between you and me. You're willing to concoct explanations.
I am
even if they
not
know.
That's willing to concoct explanations.
Religion is concocting.
I'm willing to ask the right questions.
Right, and this whole alien thing is a kind of a secular religion. It's like these aliens are gods.
But we're not saying it's definite. We're saying it could be.
It could be.
But religion
could be. And a ghost could be, too. I think it's even more arrogant to say that with just the human brain and 5 senses, that we have it all covered.
Yeah.
We know everything because, man, 5 senses, woo. What could be escaping us, humans?
There's something around us all the time, invisible things that we don't have the right equipment.
Don't you just sense that there's stuff you don't really know, but you kind of get a little, we've all had those experiences where it's like, ooh, I kind of bled into that other area for a minute, but I'm not really a pro.
The problem here is determining which of our explanations are just fantasy concoctions and which are real. Because some of the explanations do turn out to be good. Quantum mechanics explains this weird thing. Okay, fine, turns out to be true. How can we tell the difference between the bad patterns we think are there and the real patterns? And the answer is science.
Okay.
Yeah.
Science.
But
well,
science
it's
has got to
but
do
it's
it.
The best
do the
thing
work.
We have for understanding reality.
But it has to. It has to recognize the strange things and actually go after them, like the UFO question. Science could solve it, or the question of ghosts. Science could solve it. The instruments are there. They just don't try because
I disagree. That's what I'm saying. We can't solve it.
I don't agree with you. I think we can.
Really? You think we got it all right now?
I think that the UFO question, I'm not so sure about ghosts. Maybe that's true. But the UFO question can be solved by science if science would address
it.
It
could. We can't make the Star Wars thing work. But we can find out if there's extraterrestrial life like that.
Not extraterrestrial life. We could find out what those things are. Yeah. They're not nothing. There's too much evidence, and too many professionals, like Dr. Hill, dare I mention his name again, have seen them.
Right.
Something is there.
I've got to take another break, or else I won't see tomorrow.
Join us tomorrow when our guest will be from American Pie 2, Shannon Elizabeth, football legend Terry Bradshaw, comedian Rick Harris, and from the Family Research Council, Genevieve Wood.